Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, everyone, for coming here this evening for the City Council meeting on December the 9th. And this will be meeting number 17. This will probably be the last council meeting for 2026. Because Christmas is happening this month. This evening, our interpreters are Andrew Diella, thank you, and Lisa Ipili, thank you for coming to help. Before we start the council meeting, let us remember our friends or family that have passed on with a moment of silence. Thank you. Now, we don't have any swearing in to do. Now, first order of business will be the adoption of the agenda. There is no amendment. They will be passed as written or as presented. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and seconded by Councillor Tilley. Any questions or comments or requests for addition? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous, carried. Thank you. Minutes of Planning and Development Committee of the Whole Meeting, number 8, minutes from November 18. We need a motion. Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Tilley. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimously carried. Thank you. City Council meeting number 16 on November 25. We need a motion to approve. Moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any questions or comments? There are none. All those in favor? And unanimous. Carried. Thank you. Tonight, does anyone want to declare conflict of interest to any of the items? Councillor Stevenson.
For item 9B.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty. Thank you, Mr. Awa. Mayor Awa. Me too for 9B. I'd like to declare. Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty. Councillor Shepherd.
Mayor, make that 3 for 9B, please. I'll be in conflict as well.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. So we can proceed. We will still have a quorum even if the three leave. Thank you for declaring possible conflict of interest for the item. Delegations, none. Go down to item number 5, Councillor Statements. Councillor Tilley.
Rod, I'd like to say thank you for the years you've done your work here of City of Iqaluit, and I think I'll happily make that motion that you can retire.
Thank you, Councillor Tilley. Anybody else? Deputy Mayor Smith.
As this is our last meeting before the holiday season, I just want to take a moment to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Celebrate and have a good time with your loved ones. Stay safe out there, and don't drink and drive. So, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Okay, during the Christmas season, we will have activities in celebration. I hope everybody is very safe and make it all the way to 2026. So we can have good plans for 2026. I know that there will be many out on holidays, including myself. And that's how we will be. Hope everybody has a great time. And Councillor Natak wants to make a statement. Just a short one. I'll make a short statement. Thank you, Rod, for helping us all the time. Even though you're going to be retiring, we will remember you, all the work that you've done. And have a good trip. And I may come and see you at some point because I'm asked to come down there to help in prisons. And sometimes it's scary being in a penitentiary, seeing them armed guards and all that. So I thank Rod that you'll be here for another month. Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Nata. There are no more statements. There's no deferred business. Item number 7. First, bylaws. First reading of bylaw number 1028. Property tax exemption bylaw amendment number 1. We need a motion. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. To have first reading of the bylaw. We're not allowed to have any questions. So all those in favor? Unanimous, carried. Thank you. And bylaw, first reading of bylaw number 1029, 2026 mill rate.
Smith.
Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. And in the first reading of bylaws, there are no questions allowed. And all those in favor? Unanimous? Carried? Not in favor. Would you like your name recorded as opposing? Okay, one opposition. Motion carried, anyway. And first reading of bylaws... Number 1030. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any seconder? Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. To have first reading of the bylaw. We're not allowed to ask questions. All those in favor? Unanimously carried. Thank you.
We're now on 7B, second reading of bylaws. Bylaw number 1028, referred as the Property Tax Exemption Bylaw Amendment 01. We need a mover, seconder as well. We see that. Comments, questions? Councillor Tilley. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Awa.
Is there a reason we're going up by 200,000, even though in the years since we've had this, we never reached a $300,000 limit? If you can clarify that, thank you.
We didn't make it to me.
Thank you, Councillor Tilley. We'll now refer to our finance guy. The floor is yours.
As we had presented, I think the last council meeting, while historically we haven't hit that level, this year we will exceed the $300,000 level based on the applications that we currently have in the queue, and we're expecting to get a few more, so we wanted to ask permission to increase the rate, and we chose $200,000 as what seemed to be a reasonable amount at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. Has your answer been replied? Yes, that's fine. Councillor Shepherd. Mayor Nalunari Yumadlunga Kayoktu Lugutakwa Nalunar Tausimayu Nasak Simaninga Kiglingan Kausak Tokhti Lugosuna Tuinakan
increasing the value of real estate that's doing good in our community, thinking specifically of some of the shelter spaces and other operations run by the not-for-profit sector in our community. The tax bills associated with those would increase simply because the value of their property has increased in the new assessment. So by increasing our limit here, it allows us to continue to support those organizations that that are doing critically important work in our community, who would otherwise be penalized by that limit simply because of the increase in value of the underlying real estate.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And that's more a comment. Thank you. Councillor Natak. I'd like to make one comment. Back then, in my own personal story, I can share with you that I come from humble beginnings, and now here I am a member of the council. And before us is the exemption, and I'm not too concerned about that issue of what we've discussed in the last meeting. And so I was concerned about how it could reflect on homeowners such as myself or others in the community as how we treat equitably or not equitably. And so that was my concern before, but I'm okay now. Thank you. It's not a question, but more a comment. Any other questions or comments with regard to 1028 bylaw? I see none. All those in favor? And carried unanimous. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Mayor Awa, since we are all here, we are able to do a third reading if we pass a unanimous motion, so might as well get her done. So I will make a motion to that to proceed with third reading for this bylaw.
We'll put it in there, or now? And you're too late, yes.
This one you can do third reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay, done.
All right, there's a motion to the floor for a third reading of bylaw 1028 and moved by Deputy Mayor and seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any questions or comments? I see none. To the motion of the third reading, bylaw 1028. All those in favor? And unanimous? Carried. Thank you. And now, bylaw number 1029, 2026 mail rate bylaw. And we have a mover, Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Kunuk. Any questions, comments? Councillor Agluka?
This bylaw specifically, and what were the changes? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Agluka. And now to our finance director, the floor is yours to respond to the question.
So there's been very few changes from the previous year. The budget was passed without tax increases, so all of the mill rates are the same as they were for last year, with the exception of the introduction of under 2.5, the churches and places of worship. That was a new class category that was created last year, which is now effective for this year. And we've set notionally the mill rate at that at zero. So those are the only changes. sorry, I got a bit of a sore throat here. So those are the only changes from the bylaw from or the mill rate from last year. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you get a respond? Any supplementary? None? Okay. Anyone else? No other questions or comments? All those in favor? Oh, hold on. My apology. Councillor Kunuk. Okay, Councillor Nata. Thank you. It's almost like when in our pocket we hand out money to the basket to give money to the church, and only from our pockets that service that we provide to as an individual, anyone who wants to donate money to the churches. And that's been always a practice in Canada by Canadians. A lot of people pick up coins from their pocket and donate it to the church. And so it helps reduce at a very small amount anyway. When you collect it and count it all, it does make a small difference. And I also know that the churches now have to have zero rate. And I know in the past we brought it up as an issue, but I'm glad it's come to this stage that and so this is the case now for places of worship in Iqaluit. And so this is actually a good news story. Thank you, Councillor Nata. I think that's clear as a comment. Councillor Shepherd.
Around the table when the change was made to implement taxation on churches, I felt it appropriate to speak to this somewhat tonight. While I am not currently opposed to what was done in the past, the burden it has placed on places of worship due to what I consider an oversight or a misunderstanding at the time of the taxation rate that was being applied, with the institutional rate being applied on churches. I think we made an error in how that was implemented at the time. Understanding the administrative burden it places on those places of worship and on the city to administer the patchwork of fixes that we've been trying to do since, I'm comfortable supporting the recommendation as it's made here tonight. If this motion does pass this vote, I would request that we move to third reading. Implementing this change before December 31st alleviates a further burden on city administration from having to backdate taxes and change things that come into effect automatically with these mill rates on January 1st. So that's all I'll say on the matter for tonight, but if this does pass, I hope we can move to third reading right away.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And that's a comment as is to the motion. We'll go to the motion. I see no more questions to the motion. All those in favor? And unanimous, thank you. Councillor Shepherd. Pekuyibungaro, Atanger Lutangir Taholugo, Pingayuani, Halemar Taholugo Tana, 10-29, Unno, Anigorti.
You ship up the after to your epilune two and up to Miss Tana Malegala, 10-29, Pingayuan.
So, for the third reading of bylaw 10-29, there's a request on the floor. Any questions, comments? I see none. All those in favor? And unanimous, thank you. And also bylaw 1030, traffic safety bylaw amendment. Moved by Deputy Smith, seconded by Councillor Tilley. Questions, comments? I see none. Those in favor? And unanimous, thank you. And I apologize. We have to look, cannot move a third reading because it has to go to another process to the community services, so prior to the third reading. So just so you know, a note before you move a motion to the third reading. Okay, hold on. My apologies. 1025 is what I was talking about. Actually, there couldn't be a third reading on this one. Moved by, or rather, the floor is yours, Deputy Mayor. Nako Mayor Awa, Pigati Sivunga Pinga Yuani Ukhale Marta Khulugu Tana Madigala 10:30. Any seconder? Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Comments, questions? Those in favor? And unanimous, 1030 is now passed to third reading. And second reading, 1025, general plan amendment for West 40 subdivision. And that has to be made a motion. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Stevenson, questions, comments? And
I just want to confirm that the concerns that were brought forward, will this, if it were to move forward, is it considered, or maybe, you know, maybe there's part of the motion that it's promised to have continued consultation with those concerns from the members that from the members of the community that came forward, and if you guys can clarify what kind of supports will be in place to ensure that their concerns were heard and they're met, and that there'll be further discussions with them moving forward. Matna.
Thank you, Councillor Agluka. The Land Department will make a reply.
Question. We our continuing conversations with those affected by the amendment, including those that spoke tonight, and we have a meeting on Friday as well with one of the speakers tonight, who does have and run a dog team in the area. For this particular amendment, there was a question earlier about if the open space designation would protect dog teams and ensure that those lands wouldn't be used for other uses. Last or 2 years ago, council did implement a cultural heritage protection symbol in this area. This amendment does not remove that symbol. That symbol will stay to recognize the dog teams in this area. However, the general plan does state, and this was based on prior consultations from many years ago, that the open space designation is the preferred designation for protecting dog team use. So this is what this bylaw aligns with, is that prior policy. Rather than having dog teams live in an industrial designation, which could allow a wider range of non-dog team uses. So this bylaw as presented does protect it to the best of the ability in the general plan. And with regards to the question, we'll continue those conversations, not just about the broader subdivision, but also how that existing dog team area will be protected for the use, as council has directed staff to do. Thank you.
Wait a minute, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew. Did you get a response? And a nod was given for the bylaw amendment. Any other questions, comments? Councillor Shepherd.
Quite supportive of the amount of work that's been done to get to this stage. There may be some misunderstanding or lack of awareness on what open space actually means, and I think it's important to kind of reference, you know, what that actually states in the bylaw itself. You know, open space is not a free-for-all. It's not space that any other party can come and occupy. What's being proposed here provides more protection for the dog teams than what has been done through bylaw in the past. You know, there's always room to do more. And I think there's been a collaborative approach on this for quite some time, and I think that's going to continue going on. You know, there have been requests for infrastructure improvements for the dog teams. I don't necessarily see that as the city's role. I think we can be partners in helping facilitate something. When it comes to fencing, you know, whether it's to protect the dogs or to protect people from the dogs, I see that as being the responsibility of dog owners and working with other groups to obtain funding necessary to do that. The ecotourism lots across the street, I believe, are a reasonable buffer zone. It's a lower intensity than what else is allowed on the area. It's a lower intensity than what's actually allowed on the land being occupied by the dog teams currently through existing zoning. I would like to see all dog teams accommodated in this area currently and for future growth. I think it's important that any revitalization efforts that are underway continue. Mr. Willman presented tonight, and you know, there it does appear there will be a slight displacement there. I'm hoping that the meeting later this week would find adequate accommodation to provide suitable area in a mutually agreed upon way for this. So, you know, as it relates to the dog team specifically on this area, I think the amount of work done to date and the consultation that has happened has been adequate. And I would be in support of the recommendation as presented tonight.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Natak. Yes, thank you. I did have a dog team in the past, but I had no protection to protect my dogs. And so when they got destroyed, and so, and it's good to see that there will be benefit to help or support measures in place to help others. And so the one area now utilized by dog team owners, we do know through our knowledge that the land is not really usable to build homes in the first place because of the PCP contaminants that is there from past years' waste that have been thrown in that area. And so if the area is going to be developed, we need to think about the transportation areas for vehicles, these kinds of things that we should think about as a city, and how much would it cost. We would have to make assessments and to better utilize it for the city's benefit as well. And so with the dog teams that are there, I just wanted to comment that they will continue to be able to use at a luxury compared to other areas of town. So they should be assured that things will not change as it is now. And so the dog teams, they have amenities there, the properties that they have that are close proximity to their dogs. All these things, they have been afforded that luxury. And so they are fully protected now because they are freely doing the things that they want to have their teams. And so we already know, it's already apparent that we cannot develop homes in that area. And so because of the historical nature of the contaminants that had been there. And so that's what I wanted to comment about. And it's also an issue that we should think about, that it is worrisome in terms of the historical use of that area. But moving forward, I see a lot of optimism now for our city. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Natal. Oh, Councillor Agluka.
And thank you again to my colleague, actually, for clarifying some terms of reference, because sometimes, you know, even myself as a community member could get lost in translation of like what some of these terms mean, and I really appreciate you clarifying that, and especially for the community members that are directly impacted by, you know, this motion that's going to be moved forward tonight. It's just, and my concern is just that I just want to ensure that those community members continue to be heard, you know, regular communication back and forth if needed, and that, you know, this is a huge undertaking, and I credit Matthew, your team, that put a lot of time and effort into meeting with the Dog Team Society and the Khmer Sakti, the dog team owners and those who are helping. It was a lot of work for sure. And, you know, these redesigns, these, you know, communication back and forth for sure took a huge undertaking for your team and especially the dog team owners to, you know, take time to, you know, continue protecting and revitalizing Khmer Sakti and in our community. Just want to make sure that their voices are not forgotten moving forward after this motion is passed, and that you continue to, you know, providing, you know, clarification on certain terms that might not be understood or properly translated moving forward, and that they do ensure want to ensure that they welcome that, they reciprocate that respect as well to the team, and that the work moving forward is respected under, you know, in honor of revitalizing Khmer Sakti, but in honor of, you know, being a part of the community as well. But thank you for your work, and thank you to those who came here tonight, and I just hope that the continued work moving forward is, you know, upholded. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Glucka. That's a good comment. Anybody else have a comment? A motion regarding 1025, bylaw number 1025. All those in favor? Unanimously carried. Thank you. We can't have third reading of that bylaw tonight. My apologies. It will have to be reviewed by community services. And second reading of bylaw number 1026, zoning bylaw, amendment for West 40 subdivision. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Comments or questions on the motion? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous carried. Thank you. Now we can move on to third reading of bylaws. Bylaw number 1027.
1088 Midwick Street Mood, Piyakta Javiyarayarik, Tunak Smith, Piyakta Tiyok Ipilunayka.
Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Tilly. We don't allow questions on third reading. All those in favor? Unanimously carried. Thank you. And third reading of bylaw number 1028.
0001.
Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. And on third reading, there are no questions allowed. All those in favor? Unanimously carried. Thank you. Third reading of bylaw number 1029. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. And on third reading of bylaws, there are no questions allowed. All those in favor? Unanimously carried. Thank you. And 1030. Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. And on third reading, there are no questions allowed. All those in favor? Unanimously carried. Thank you. So that all four bylaws are passed tonight. Thank you. There's no old business, new business.
Request for decision, triple combination proper recommendation award, Rod. Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. Good evening, Council. This evening's request for decision pertains to a triple combination pumper recommendation of award. On October 9, 2025, the City of Iqaluit issued a public request for tender for the supply of a triple combination pumper. This procurement aligned with the City's ongoing fire department fleet renewal program and supports the operational needs to replace the emergency response apparatus. Under the terms of the request for tender, the supplier is responsible for supplying and delivering the triple combination pumper to designated Frobisher Bay delivery point, ensuring full compliance with all technical specifications, safety requirements, and delivery timelines. The tender closed on October 29, 2025, and the city received one compliant bid outlined below through Fort Garry Fire Trucks. The submission was received by city staff to confirm compliance with all mandatory rated criteria contained in the RF request for tender package. The compliant bid was evaluated based on pricing, adherence to specifications, supplier qualifications, and delivery schedule. The total bid amount was $1,527,197. Again, the bid was compliant. City staff determined that the bid fully met the technical, safety, and procurement requirements, and the bid is also under budget. The table in your request for decision identifies the total 2025 budget of $1.8 million. Fort Garry's bid of $1.527,197. Also a recommendation for a contingency of $100,000. A total request of $1,627,197. And the balance budget of $172,803. The options are to award the contract to Fort Garry Trucks. This option is recommended because the supplier submitted a fully compliant bid. The bid is under budget and provides the fire department with the required equipment to maintain reliable emergency response operation. The lead time for manufacturing this equipment is approximately 24 months, making timely award critical. The other option is do not award the contract, which is not recommended. The policy implications, these are consistent with the City of Iqaluit's procurement policy. The benefits and outcomes is that procurement was conducted through a transparent and competitive process. The bid submission is within the approved capital budget, and it ensures improved operational reliability and emergency response capabilities for the fire department. And it also aligns with the city's asset renewal strategy and long-term capital planning. No disadvantages identified. Staff recommendation is recommended to council approve the award for the supply of a triple combination pumper to Fort Garry fire trucks in the amount of $1,527,197 plus GST, and for council to also approve a contingency allowance of $100,000 plus GST. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod. Are there any comments or questions? Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Anytime we're going to buy $1.5 million shiny, big, red, new fire truck, I think we should have a more entertaining presentation with pictures and let the fire department talk about it. That might just be the inner child in me who loves fire trucks. I'm just wondering if, whether it's our fire chief or Rod, if somebody can just talk to the additional capabilities that this truck will provide and what benefit it's going to provide to the city. I'm in full support of acquiring a new truck. I'm also in support of the long-term capital planning to build a new fire hall for our firefighters and to store all the new equipment we need to serve our growing city. But I look forward to hearing a little bit more about the truck being proposed.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Andrew?
Yeah, so this replacement fire truck is much needed. Our current engine one is in the order of 18 years old. It needs a lot of costly maintenance. The last emergency vehicle technicians that came up were quite expensive. The truck is still running. We've been able to keep it running. We'll continue to use it in a training capacity, but the more fires that we go to, the more work we do with it, the more stress it's going to put on this vehicle. Normally, under NFPA standards, fire apparatus is usually decommissioned after about 15 years, but with proper maintenance, they can be kept in a training capacity. So we're about ready for a replacement. The new fire truck that's coming, I've consulted with the guys that I work with, especially the ones that have a lot of experience, a lot of time in the department to make decisions on what we should have next. So the vehicle that is proposed here is going to fit in the same spot that we have our current engine. It will have a lot of the same capabilities. We've also asked the in the bid that we try to keep it as simple as possible, so it's easier to fix and less costly. It is going to look a lot better. It's going to be a lot shinier, and with our keen group that we have now, I know they'll be working quite hard to keep it nice and shiny on a regular basis.
Thank you, Solomon. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Solomon. That's good. Thank you. Moved by Councillor Shepherd to approve the fire truck, seconded by Councillor Tilly. Any comments or questions on the motion? Councillor Nuttak? Not a real question. I used to be a real fireman at one point, and fire trucks, I know all kinds of, every kind of fire truck. Although I may seem like I don't know about them, but I'm certified in Canada. Even though I'm an Inuk, I know how to drive them and operate all the pumps and hoses. They all have to be certified, like proper, all the ladders and hoses. So I like this proposal so that we'll have good fire trucks that can put out fires that are many stories high. And hopefully we'll get a larger fire trucks that can fight all fires. And we were just told it's going to have proper storage space. Although I'm not a fireman these days, I'm just a general public person. Yes, I'm in agreement with what's being requested. I'm just a regular Inuk. I will support the motion to get a new fire truck. Thank you.
We're going to make a meeting, Chuck.
Thank you, Councillor Nuttak. That's a general comment or a statement. Any comments or questions? There are no more. All those in favor? Unanimously carried. Thank you.
9D.
9D.
Proposal agreement between City and Kikapuni Inuit Association. That's what.
Matthew.
Quena, Mayor Owa. Item 9B is for a land disposal agreement between the city and Kikiktani Inuit Association. This is for the what's known as the Sivamuggiak Development Area. In particular, this concerns the municipal portion or the municipal lands of the broader development area. Most of those lands are behind the Uxarnate Hotel. The land disposal agreement lays out the agreed upon terms and conditions of transferring those municipal lands to the Kikiktani Inuit Association. It generally covers the terms of acquiring that land from the city, how much of the land Kikiktani Inuit Association can retain for their purposes after they develop it. It ensures adequate land is made available for the public for sale. It outlines the pricing methods for new lots and ensures that the private subdivision meets the intent and provisions of the city's land administration bylaw. City staff have worked collaboratively with Kikiktani Inuit Association staff for over a year on this agreement. It is a critical step towards the larger project and is referenced in a memorandum of understanding that we have with Kikiktani Inuit Association. As per the report, there is an optional clause, 9.3, for Council's consideration tonight. If Council votes to include the optional clause, the city would then regulate how QIA applies discounts to their lands. And if Council votes to approve the agreement as is, Council would maintain their discretion, or QIA would maintain their discretion over how they apply discounts. But the discussion on that optional clause is from the city's legal counsel in the report. And with regards to the inclusion of 9.3, given the legal commentary on the decision, there is no staff recommendation in the report. If there are any questions for staff, we're here to help. And thank you for the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Any questions? Deputy Mayor? No. Councillor Nutter. Thank you. Well, that's okay. I used to be Deputy Mayor at one point, although I'm no longer Deputy Mayor. We agreed what they wanted to do with the land, and they were going to do some blasting to make it good for building lots. And then I heard from QIA, Kikiktani Inuit Association, that they're not planning to change the land anymore. Is that the case? Thank you, Councillor Natak. Matthew?
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Natak, for the question. The blasted area you're referencing is Inuit-owned lands. I'm not aware of any applications to continue to blast Inuit-owned lands, but importantly, the presentation tonight is concerning the municipal lands. And as of now, to date, we have not received any plans from Kikiktani Inuit Association to blast those lands, those municipal lands. In fact, their preference is to follow the natural slope and grade of the land. Thank you for the question.
Thank you, Matthew. Does that answer your question? Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Matthew. Since we're speaking specifically about like the municipal lands that we're going to be leasing to QAA, I do think, and we went through the effort of going to get a legal opinion, I find it really hard to go any other way but then the recommended opinion from the city's lawyers. I do think that we have an obligation under our land administration bylaw to apply that to the municipal lands, even if leased to a different party. So I would be in favor and of requiring clause 9.3, but I'm also as well open to modifying it as kind of presented in the legal opinion as well. So I would like to hear from other people on that, but I'd be happy to make that motion if there's no objections to that. So, okay. In that case, I will make the motion to include section 9.3 or clause 9.3, as well as some of the recommended clauses to exclude subsidies not intended to reduce development costs, so, or what would not be available to the city. So. Thank you.
You move. Be after to you.
Okay, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Tilley. For 9.3, to add 9.3 to the motion. Any comments on the motion? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimously carried. Thank you.
Thank you. And the councillors have now come back in that had declared conflict earlier. And we will now move on to new business 9C.
We creating a motion 25-125. Matthew, you explain that.
Thank you, Mayor Alwa. The proposal is rescinding of second reading of bylaw 1019. The reason why is there was a modification to the zoning bylaw amendment. As a refresher, the modification was to allow the sea container store to operate without having to demolish the existing shed. So a clarification was needed to bylaw 1019 following second reading. Council had hosted a public hearing and supported the bylaw prior to the modification. And because the bylaw currently has already been read for a second time, council is advised to rescind the June 10th second reading. So in following procedures, staff recommend that council rescind second reading of bylaw 1019 and direct staff to schedule a new public hearing and second reading for the revised bylaw 1019. Thank you.
Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by, and it was seconded, Shepherd, and questions, comments, I see none. Anyone in favor? And it has now carried. And
thank you, Mayor Alwa, Council. Administration is requesting of Council for the following or similar proposed motion: that Council authorize Senior Executive Director Bill Williams and Senior Executive Director Peter Tumulty to act as the Chief Administrative Officer as designated from time to time by the Chief Administrative Officer during periods where the Chief Administrative Officer is absent or otherwise unable to fulfill their duties. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod. So they are the authorized acting CAOs, and moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Chile. Questions, comments? I see none. Those in favor? And unanimous. Carried. Thank you. Now,
Councillor Chivington.
When Mickey Tabotuk, I would like to appoint Brianna Longworth as Secretary of the Development Appeal Board. So I would move that at this moment.
I picked out Tumulik Schmidt.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Questions, comments? I see none. Those in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. And moving along to new business under 9F.
I would also move that Brianna be appointed Secretary of the Board of Revision.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Questions, comments? I see none. Those in favor? And unanimous. Carried. New business 9G, 2026 City Council calendar.
Thank you, Mayor Alwa, and good evening, Council. So based off of the feedback at the previous City Council meeting, we are requesting Council's approval to proceed with the proposed calendar, which is included in your package, for the first quarter of 2026. Staff are proposing the calendar for the first quarter of 2026 at this time in order to facilitate time for the Governance and Priorities Committee, as discussed, to complete reviews of each committee using the framework approved by Council at the previous meeting and to make informed recommendations for the governance model. Because of this, there are no standing committee meetings scheduled during the first quarter, other than a meeting of the Public Safety Committee, which has been reviewed by the Governance Priorities Committee and Council already. Once the rest of the reviews are completed, a schedule for the rest of 2026 will be presented that follows the decisions made by Council. Additionally, staff appreciate the feedback at the previous council meeting regarding town halls and feel that effective town halls would be best organized by an experienced contractor who can meet council's expectations and wishes for public consultation. Additional time would be needed to work with council during workshops to identify council's desired scope and expectations for these sessions in order to begin procurement process for a contractor. Once this is in place, staff will work closely with the contractor to identify two dates in 2026, considering timing and location to hold these two town hall sessions, and will inform Council of all information for scheduling. So staff are requesting approval of this calendar in order to proceed with providing the first quarter of scheduling information to staff, interpreters, and the public, and additionally, notably, to begin preparations for the Board of Revision meeting in order to meet legislative requirements for that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Brianna. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Seconded by Councillor Tilley. Questions, comments? There are none. Those in favor? Everyone unanimous? Thank you. Committee reports on our agenda. There are none. Correspondence from the Nunavut Research Institute. We need a motion to accept that. Moved by Shepherd, seconded by Tilley. Questions, comments? I see none. Those in favor? And unanimous. Thank you. We will now move to in-camera session. And moved by Tilley, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith, to move into in-camera session. Those in favor? Unanimous. Carried. Thank you. We'll now take 5 minutes to move into the in-camera, but I will have to go out of town very briefly. Our Deputy Mayor will take over, because I have to go airport, rather, to leave.
Okay. All right, we are back, and we have...
Utak kogun, pekoyibu nga kasakakata, katimayi shepherd, ukartikay nang narak.
I move to award ACOM a contract to complete the general items phase 1 proof of concept, phase 2 preliminary engineering, phase 3 detailed design development, and phase 4 construction procurement for the amount of $666,756.
Councillor Shepherd moves. Do we have a seconder? Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty seconds. Questions and comments to the motion? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. Back to you, Councillor Stevenson.
Sorry. The other ball ginger. Should just state that both of these first two motions are in relation to water service upgrades for new pipes through the water treatment plant and the Astro Hill area. And I move, subject to satisfactory completion of detailed design, award services to ACOM for Phase 5, Contract Administration and Inspection 2026, Phase 5, Contract Administration and Inspection 2027, Phase 5, Contract Administration and Inspection 2028, and Phase 6, Closeout Phase, for the amount of $1,332,544 plus GST.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Shepherd moves. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Tilley, thank you. Comments or questions to the motion? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, everybody. And back to you, Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. With nothing but well wishes and good luck for the other applicants, I move to proceed with City of Iqaluit's proposal submission to host Inuit Nunangat University.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And do we have a seconder of that one? Councillor Tilley. Excellent. Comments or questions? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, everybody. Very exciting. With that, just need a motion to adjourn the meeting. Councillor Tilley moves. Councillor Glukark seconds. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much to our interpreters this evening and for everyone who came out to the public hearing earlier. And have a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas, everyone.